www.harunyahya.com. Why are Darwinists so determined to humiliate themselves? Why is it that Darwinists, already in a state of grave disappointment due to the collapse of their theory in recent years, in particular, humiliate themselves in such a determined manner? Although all their trickery has been exposed and people have been made aware of how they were deceived by propaganda and demagoguery, though it has been shown with supporting evidence that not a single transitional form fossil exists, although 300 million fossils have eliminated the theory entirely. And most of all, it has been revealed how they are unable to account for the formation of even a single protein. How is it they are able to keep raising the same old claims? Are Darwinists unaware that people just laugh at such claims, and that they themselves are humiliated by them? Do they ignore the fact that school students ridicule the theory of evolution and argue with their teachers about it and outdo them? Do they hope to still be able to deceive people who have seen the full clarity that evolution has been demolished? Are they trying to send the message that we are still unbeaten by such feeble methods as these? A call to Darwinists trying to convince themselves they have not been rooted. Darwinists are in fact well aware of what is happening to them. They know full well that they have suffered a sure and comprehensive defeat. Yet they are merely representing a philosophy of nothing has happened. They're actually trying to convince themselves they have not been defeated, and moreover hope that others will also believe it. But they are mistaken. No matter what their aims may be, Darwinists are humiliated so long as they stand up for these false theories. In recent days, Darwinist publications and their usual supporters in Turkey have been trying to raise the issue that we have a Homo habilis fossil. The interesting thing is that Darwinists used to publish fossil skeletons discovered or tiny bones they found while seeking to give the impression, through misleading wording, that these were transitional forms, though they in fact represented perfect life forms and exhibited no transitional characteristics at all. But in this case, they feel no need to produce a fossil at all. Furthermore, the scientists who found the fossil referred to in these Darwinist publications have kept silent, and we are explicitly told they have provided no details about the fossil. But despite all this, a fully detailed ape man was already drawn in the Darwinist publications in question. As if the way that Darwinists produced pictures of a fictitious ape man together with his family on the basis of a single pig's tooth were not sufficiently astonishing, this time they have amazingly produced an ape man in the absence of a single fossil whatsoever. The speculation about this fictitious fossil alleged to have been discovered in South Africa reveals the same futile and fraudulent policy pursued by Darwinists for the last 150 years, which has begun to be tiresome now. A propaganda is driven with news headlines adorned with the same false terminology. The imaginary fossil supposedly sheds light on evolution, is the missing link sought for so long, represents the cradle of mankind, and will rewrite human history. It will be remembered that statements like these were also employed years ago in the context of Piltdown Man, which was subsequently exposed as a shocking scientific fraud. Nebraska Man, dreamed up on the basis of a single pig's tooth. The Turkana Boy, subsequently revealed to be a fully fledged human being, albeit a child. Lucy, which Darwinist publications eventually admitted to be nothing more than a monkey. Homo floresiensis, hobbit, scientifically proved to be a human being with a very small brain due to the disease known as microcephaly. Ida, which was shamelessly heralded as the most important ancestor of man, despite being clearly and blatantly just a lemur. And all the speculations regarding which Darwinists had to retract and apologize for. And finally, Artie, which they again had to apologize for, saying, "Sorry, our mistake. It is just a monkey." after a computer animation showing it supposedly walking upright had been broadcast everywhere. To be more accurate, every fossil that Darwinists have tried to herald with such fanfare has merely disappointed them in the end. They've also shown people how easily, persistently, shamelessly, and wickedly Darwinists have been able to impose these frauds. It is really astonishing that Darwinists are still humiliating themselves by employing these same methods. Of course, as we have already set out in many previous articles, this is in fact an expression of the terrible panic, alarm, feelings of helplessness, defeatism, and despair among Darwinist ranks. It is only to be expected that Darwinists will resort to these methods in their latest throes. If a fraud is being espoused where there is no scientific evidence, then it is impossible for anything other than humiliation and demagogic statements to result. The absence of a single transitional fossil spells the end of Darwinism. There are more than 300 million fossils in existence today. Not a single one is a transitional form. There is not a trace of all the imaginary transitional forms that must have existed in their billions or even trillions, according to Darwinists. To reiterate, there exists not a single transitional form. This fossil, like Ida, Ardi, and all the other fossils that have been the subject of such speculation, is merely being used for making a furor, which is all Darwinists have left. The only reason why no detail has been provided about the fossil is either that it does not exist or merely belongs to a monkey. Indeed, in the event that any information is provided about this imaginary fossil, by Allah's leave, the requisite scientific response will certainly be forthcoming, as always. It has always been an easy matter to expose fraud and reveal the true scientific evidence. Since evolution never happened, the only thing to be done with this fossil is to expose the fraudulent speculation surrounding it and reveal the genuine scientific evidence concerning it. The way the works of Harun Yahya have rebutted Darwinism and inflicted a comprehensive and stunning global defeat on Darwinists has happened by Allah's leave, by means of this definitive, certain, and indisputable scientific evidence. Since no detail has been provided about this fossil, alleged to be 2 million years old, and since it is alleged to belong to Homo habilis, then it is appropriate to concentrate on the fraudulent nature of Homo habilis, and to remind readers that these living things are nothing more than extinct species of monkey. We have already written comprehensively and demolish the claims regarding Homo habilis. You can access these articles here. A single protein is enough to demolish Darwinism. We invite Darwinists who are unable to account for the formation of just one protein to reconsider. Darwinist speculation is regularly discredited in these pages, but it is still essential to reiterate the essential truth that we have been repeating for a very long time, and that fundamentally demolishes Darwinism right from the outset. Darwinists are unable to account for the formation of even a single protein. Comprehensive responses have been and are given to all the speculation that Darwinists have engaged or will engage in. But before turning to such deceptions, Darwinists must explain how a single protein came into being. This call has been repeated time and time again in all our articles on these pages. But as always, a profound silence still reigns among Darwinist circles. Since Darwinists are quite unable to account for the beginning of life, they really must stop speculating about a fossil of a living being containing an innumerable number of proteins. First, they should account for a single protein of this Homo habilis they have produced fantasies about. Darwinist despair is so great that they have now gone so far as to say, space creatures manufactured proteins. If they continue to espouse this heretical and misleading theory, then they must abandon their fraud and explain and prove with accurate scientific, logical, and true evidence how, according to their theory, a single protein formed. If Darwinists still place their hopes in coincidence, and are still silent and helpless in the face of the extraordinary complexity in life, and even the smallest component of that complexity, then it is a serious error for some people to believe in the deception of the illusory Homo habilis, the ancestor of man, and the missing link, or to take these at all seriously and expect any logic from them. It needs to be reiterated that everything will now be very difficult for Darwinists, unable as they are to account for a single protein. The complexity discovered in the smallest component of protein is growing as the more the details in protein is explored. And most important of all, the existence of protein is essential in order for a single protein to come into being. Moreover, the larger structures in the cell are all more complex than protein, and all require the existence of protein. All this totally demolishes and discredits Darwinism. Everyone must therefore consider this deception in these terms whenever confronted with fraudulent speculation in Darwinist publications.